Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being blessed, about how God blesses us by His Word, and blessings that don't always look like what we thought we needed, but are always exactly what we need. And so as we're working our way through the Beatitudes, today we're going to focus in on blessed are the merciful. As I mentioned Sunday, we tend to like mercy when we need it. We're not always so eager to show mercy, to be merciful when others need it. But you got to love the blessing within this. The word, the promise of God. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Now, there is a difference between mercy and forgiveness, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later down the road in this series, when Jesus says that as you forgive, you'll be forgiven. But here he declares that the merciful are blessed because of his promise that mercy will be shown to them. To realize we deserve a punishment. We deserve separation from God. We deserve condemnation. Conversation yesterday with an individual and talking about mercy not necessarily absolving us from every consequence. But absolving us from condemnation. Some of the consequences that we experience, even when mercy is shown, are designed to teach us, to train us, to change us, to transform us. And those are necessary. And I believe just as God shows mercy to us, and yet uses consequences to teach us, the mercy that we show to others isn't always and shouldn't always be a simple, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it, kind of mercy. There ought to be teaching moments within that need for mercy. And even as others show mercy to us, we may want it to be, it's all right, don't worry about it kind of mercy, but we too need the teaching moments that appropriate consequences might bring about. And so I'm not talking about a free-for-all that we can do whatever we want, and because we're supposed to be merciful, it doesn't matter. That's foolishness, because that's not the way God works. Paul writes, and he says, what, so we should keep on sinning so that grace would abound? He says, that's crazy talk. That's making light of God's mercy. That's taking advantage of God's grace. And he says, that's not how God works. We lose sight that Jesus says that the greatest command is to love God, not when it's convenient, not when things are going well, not when I get my way, but with all my heart, my mind, my soul, my strength. And when I love God with everything, I'm not taking advantage of Him. I'm welcoming the discipline that's necessary, that's needed, that's beneficial, that helps me grow. I'm not looking for mercy to get out of the transformation process. The mercy I needed is the mercy I received. That there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's the heart of the mercy that we receive from God. And to be able to love people. I think of parents. As parents, we correct our children, but we show mercy in that even if the action may seem to deserve some degree of condemnation, we don't do that. We still love them. We still value them. We still embrace them. They're still part of the family. And we deal with the disobedience. We deal with the action in ways that train them to avoid those decisions, to avoid those situations, to avoid those reactions. But our love never wavers. There are times where parents disown their children. There are times when children disown their parents because they reach in one degree or another a level of condemnation. And they're not sure how to show mercy without accepting what they disagree with. To love and value, even as correction takes place. And sometimes that's difficult, because just as between us and God, we resist correction, there are those that between them and God refuse correction. And God's mercy is free and available to all. But it's found by those who earnestly seek Him and choose Him with everything they have. Our mercy ought to be available to those who seek it. Just as the mercy shown to us from God and oftentimes from other people is available. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You that You are a God that loves us. And in Your love, You show mercy to all who seek You. And Your desire is that mercy would extend to everyone, because everyone would be seeking You and finding You. And yet some reject. some ignore, some refuse. But God, that doesn't change our responsibility to be more like you. It doesn't change our responsibility to be merciful. For us to receive from you in such a way that we share it with others. And the mercy that we show becomes a reflection of the mercy that we receive. And the mercy that we receive grows in value as we learn to show mercy. And we realize both the benefit and the cost. And God, we determine it's worth it. It's worth it to us. It's worth it to those we show mercy to. And so God, today, as we acknowledge our need for mercy, may we be more merciful. And those acts of mercy that we extend to others, may we declare that each of them is a reflection of the mercy that you extend to us. And in so doing, may we lift up Jesus as the source and as the destination of true mercy. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.